Hey, Podnotians, welcome to The Revolving Door, a podcast where I review all of the content I listen to. In the month of July, I listened to 33 days and 13 hours worth of audio podcast feeds. I listened to 1,462 episodes of audio podcast. Okay, now we're getting into some political polarization. This is the Reason interview with Nick Gillespie from Reason.tv. Podcast Addict currently says 148 episodes, around 46 minutes long, comes out every couple days. 717 subscribers, and the description says, "Want to know what comes next in politics, culture, and libertarian ideas?" Reason's Nick Gillespie hosts relentlessly interesting interviews with activists, artists, authors, entrepreneurs, newsmakers, and politicians who are defining the 21st century. Okay, I love the fact that liberals believe I'm conservatives, conservatives believe I'm liberals, and people who consider themselves independent believe I'm a mental invalid. I am nothing. I am no political party. I am door-to-door geek. If anything, I could be classified as a libertarian because I do believe in personal liberty. People's personal liberty is one of the most important things. Reason and Reason.tv is incredibly hard-nosed towards more libertarian ideals. So, whenever I listen to an episode of the Reason interview with Nick Gillespie, I expect them to say things that I agree with. I will say this, I listen to the podcast because I'm fascinated when I hear things I don't agree with, and then I hear the justification of what they are. I try to explain to my kids and my wife, I love it when I'm wrong, because when I'm wrong, it gives me the opportunity to learn. So whenever I listen to one of these type of podcasts, I look for holes in my thinking, and then I expect to hear answers on why my hole is wrong. This is an example of a podcast that I will think in the long-term future has done a fair amount of changing my mind to become more capital L libertarian. Again, it's the Reason interview with Nick Gillespie from Reason.tv. If you are at all interested in other people's opinions on how things are, why things are, how things can be fixed, and how things should be fixed, in their opinion, then you really need to check this podcast out. And if you do a podcast or know of a podcast you think I should listen to, please shoot me an email at ddg@podnuts.com. Take it easy, everybody.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.